Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, all right. Michael Savage taking some much-deserved time off tonight. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on Savage Nation. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., and the studios of WMAL, your nation's capital. This is where you park all your money. You should come by and visit it someday. Just talking with Neil, the producer of Savage Nation, the Michael Savage Show, about coming by and doing just that. And Neil mentioned, hey, I understand there's a lot of construction going on there in Washington, D.C. And that's something of an understatement. Washington, D.C., where all your rich people live, we have 15% of our population living in the top 5% of American income and wealth. And every road in Washington, D.C. is under construction. Every sidewalk is being redone. You know, our sidewalks are made of brick. We have brick sidewalks. We have cut granite curbs everywhere you go all over Washington, D.C. And we're spending like we got it, baby. We're spending like there's no tomorrow. Spend, spend, spend. It is crazy around here. And, you know, we're buffing the place out real nice, though. It's about jobs. When they're replacing the sidewalks and the roads, they're not using backhoes. They're not using shovels. They're using spoons. Because it's about jobs, you know, that's what it's about. It's your government at work. And I want to get into a whole bunch of stuff tonight. There's obviously a lot to get to, as there is every day in Barack Obama's America. I understand that he, Barack Obama himself, has just arrived back at Andrews Air Force Base, Washington, D.C., after another much-deserved vacation in Florida, where he was golfing it up and hiding from the press, playing a little golf with Tiger Woods, getting some private golf lessons, play like the pros play down there in Florida, having a great time. And it's his second vacation of the year, but it's already February. I know most of us have already taken our second vacation of the year. Barack Obama, who said that he would not rest until all Americans have jobs. And I have to look up the meaning of a couple of those words before we know exactly what he meant. Barack Obama's our leader. I want to start with the Second Amendment tonight. There is a great deal of stuff flying around out there today from all over the country on the Second Amendment. We've got much more to get to outside of the Second Amendment. NBC with their Saturday Night Live attack on the Pope, attack on Jesus, attack on God. NBC News reporter cutting off one of the passengers coming off of the floating Petri dish, the Carnival cruise liner, when she dared to head off in a biblical direction. And we'll get into all of that a little bit later on. I want to start with not one issue, but a number of issues having to do with what liberals like to describe as public safety. Most of it having to do with the Second Amendment, but not all of it. There's an amazing story in the Seattle Times out of the great state of Washington in the Pacific Northwest, where Democrats slipped some language into legislation that they're now disavowing. Nobody knows how it got in there, of course. And in this language, having to do with their assault weapons ban, of course, they put in a few words that were overlooked even by the authors of the legislation, remarkably, that would allow law enforcement to come into your home once a year, no more than once a year, but once a year, to inspect your home and how you are storing your weapons, in particular, quote-unquote, assault weapons, which may or may not be assault weapons because they didn't define them in the legislation. They insist that this is a matter of public safety. But in the legislation, the Seattle Times writing today, the language in the bill says, in order to continue to possess an assault weapon, not defined, that was legally possessed on the effective date of this section, the person selected, the person possessing, rather, shall safely and securely store the assault weapon. The sheriff of the county may, no more than once a year, conduct an inspection to ensure compliance with this subsection. In other words, the Seattle Times writes, come into homes without a warrant and poke around. Failure to comply could get you a year in jail. Now, that one got my attention because, you know, the Democrats love to protest and say that Republicans, conservatives, pro-Second Amendment people, pro-Bill of Rights people, are constantly becoming hysterical and claiming that the Democrats are trying to do things that they're not doing. They don't want to ban guns. They don't want to take your guns away. They don't want to come in and confiscate anything. They're not going to come into your home. No, this is all just a matter of public safety, you see. And these Democrats in the state of Washington, in the state capitol there, who authored this legislation are now saying, well, gee, you know, that probably is unconstitutional, so it probably shouldn't be in there. These are the people that wrote it when they were found out, when they were called on it. And now suddenly, they're like, well, yeah, gosh, maybe I should have given that a little more thought. I should have thought it through. At the same time, another item out there today, the Department of Homeland Security is pushing the use of drones for domestic law enforcement, but they say that it's just for public safety. You know, Predator drones, Global Hawk, extraordinary capabilities. They can fly at 20,000 feet. They blend in with the sky. You never see them. They can read the newspaper over your shoulder. They can eavesdrop on cell phone calls. They can do absolutely amazing things. We don't even know. A lot of it's a secret. What some of the capabilities of these unmanned aerial vehicles may be, but now Janet Napolitano and the Department of Homeland Security, she of the amazing X-ray scanners at the airports, talking about introducing drones domestically for law enforcement because it's a matter of public safety. At the same time, in Chicago, the police chief says that the Second Amendment is a danger to public safety. There are those words again. Public safety. Because they just want to keep the public safe. They want us all to be, they want our children to be safe. They want our children to be safe in school. You know, Sandy Hook happened, and they must take action. They must act, and they must act soon in the name of public safety. So across this country, and if you've been paying attention, I know you have, in New York, they originally, the Democrats, had a provision in their gun control legislation, in their gun control a bill that banned all kinds of guns and all magazines over seven rounds, find a seven-round magazine. And they originally had one that called for confiscation, a provision in the legislation that called for confiscation of guns that they were going to ban. No grandfathering, but they were going to ban them. This was exposed by a Republican member of the state legislature over the objections of the Democrats, of course. In Illinois, the Democrat president of the state Senate there several weeks ago inserted language there that called for confiscation of banned firearms from people's homes. Okay, you see a pattern emerging here? In Iowa, a Democrat did exactly the same thing, introducing legislation that would call for confiscation. Now comes the state of Washington, Democrats all, as you might imagine, calling for confiscation, or this, in this case, a home inspection on an annual basis, just to check on how you're storing your weapons. Doesn't really specify, is this like a pop inspection? Is it going to be arranged ahead of time? They're just going to show up and knock on your door, come walking in, go looking through your closet, where are your guns? Well, you know, peekaboo, find them yourself. Also in California, another chief of police out there says that the idea that a gun is a defensive weapon is a myth. That's the word that he used. A myth. He says it's a myth. He says that, in fact, the gun is not any gun, is not a defensive weapon. It's an offensive weapon used to intimidate and show power. That's what he said. Now, where's he going? So the question that I want to start with tonight, that I want to put to you, is if this is all not actually about public safety, then what's it really about? If these Democrats in the state of Washington, in Iowa, in Illinois, in New York, in Washington, D.C., Barack Obama, if what they're advocating is not actually about public safety, then what is it that these efforts are really all about? Public safety, keeping our children safe. Aren't these bills designed to keep our children safe? I mean, maybe you agree with them. Maybe you think that predator drones flying over your city, good idea. We had this crazed gunman out in Southern California last week, and he was lost in the mountains. He's trekking through the snow. They were talking about putting drones up there. In fact, there were reports that there were drones in the air looking for him. Turned out that there were apparently at least no drones looking for him. But this is a handy tool. We've got police helicopters, right? We've got speed cameras. We've got red light cameras. We've got in Washington, D.C., cameras on the sidewalks of Georgetown, just kind of watching what everybody's doing. They're introducing the cameras one block at a time, one neighborhood at a time. It's all in the name of public safety. So my question to you is, if it isn't really about public safety, if these politicians aren't really telling the truth about what they're trying to do here, if they have an ulterior motive, then what is that ulterior motive? What is it that they're trying to get to? What are they trying to accomplish, if not just keeping us all safe, snug as a bug? Because our children have to be kept safe in school, on school buses, cameras on school buses. They literally have cameras on school buses now, too. If it's not about public safety, what is it about? The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on Savage Nation. Going to take a break. Lot to get to tonight. Weigh in. What is it that these Democrats, that these politicians are actually pushing for? What is their goal? What is their actual goal rather than their stated goal if their stated goals are not sincere? And why is it that every time they get caught slipping language into legislation, which they were doing in New York, in Illinois, in Iowa, and beyond, they pretend that it took them by surprise, the authors of the legislation? What is it that an American is supposed to do in times like these? 855-400-SAVAGE, coming back to your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes. And through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Okay, as about traffic, westbound 80 Powell Street, Emeryville, all lanes reopened, but a crash in the left lanes was blocking traffic. Now backed up, stop and go from the 580 interchange. Before you get there, slow get home traffic, especially through Sacramento, westbound 80, sluggish through Davis, sluggish in Vacaville again, and then slow in Vallejo as well. Eastbound 37, still slow from the Lakeville Highway over to 121, and a stall westbound San Mateo Bridge at the Toll Plaza. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Attention, very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Call 888-759-6299. That's 888-759-6299. 888-759-6299. Call now.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on Savage Nation, coming to you from Washington, D.C., but don't hold that against me. I'm starting out the show tonight with a sort of a survey, a national survey. You know, like college courses that are a survey of something. It's a survey of what's going on across our country. And Washington, D.C., most people think that there's little hope that on Capitol Hill they're going to get anything done ever, which might be best for everyone in the end. But they don't believe that they're going to get this assault weapons ban through, even the high-capacity magazine ban. Maybe, maybe not. That's not likely to happen. Maybe something on background checks would make it through Congress, but that depends on whether Barack Obama decides to poison that one, too, or not. But looking at what's going on across the country, in the state of New York, Democrats inserted language into their assault weapons ban that would have called for law-abiding citizens up until that date to turn in their banned weapons. And then, of course, comes the question, well, what does the state do if you don't agree to turn in your property to the state? And they hadn't addressed that. They just decided they'd address that later. It was exposed by a couple of Republicans, and the Democrats pulled the language out of the legislation before it made its way through. A lot of silly stuff still made its way through that won't keep anyone safer, but that's another story for another day. In Illinois, the Democrat president of the Senate, Barack Obama's former body, the Illinois State Senate, also called for, quite openly, for Illinois residents to turn in weapons that would be banned. And if they were not turned in voluntarily, then the state would come by and pick them up for you, quote unquote. In Iowa, you saw them doing exactly the same thing. Again, a Democrat, again, introducing language that would call for citizens to turn in their firearms, you know, sort of whether you want to or not, and they'll sort out the details later on. Now we see the Seattle Times today, another effort there by Democrats slipping language in that would allow local sheriffs, county sheriffs, to come into your home once a year to inspect the storage of your weapons to see whether it met their criteria. Extraordinary. In Chicago, the police chief, the head man in charge of the police department there, says the Second Amendment is a danger to public safety. Well, certainly the government has an interest in maintaining public safety. In California, another police chief saying that A gun is not a defensive weapon. It's an offensive weapon used to intimidate and show power, which is presumably why he carries a gun and the police carry guns. So I'm throwing it out there to you. If it's not really about public safety, then what is it? We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. Let me go to the telephones. Let's go to Joe in Fort Myers, Florida, on line two. Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
I'm just great. Thank you.
Good, good. Basically, what I think is this. I'm ex-military, ex-Air Force Intelligence. After I got out of the military, I got a degree in economics and went to work for Department of Commerce in D.C. While there, I came across something called the Pathway to Peace. Basically, what it is a plan for global peace where it was a step-by-step procedure where first you eliminate guns from ordinary citizens, and then you eliminate armies in individual countries and get to the point where you have one world government, one world army, and you get citizens from all the different nations to be part of that one world army. And the purpose of this world army is to keep peace around the globe. If you didn't cooperate, they just come in and crush any insurrection or any uprising anywhere in the world. And this is something that was written for President Kennedy during the Kennedy era.
Hey, sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? Global peace. And nobody will ever hassle us again. And the strong will be contained by a global power. And the weak will be protected by the same global power.
Yep.
A perfect plan. A perfect plan for permanent peace, isn't it?
Right. I believe that's what their plan is. They've been working on it for 40, 50, 60, who knows how long. But they're patient, and that's what they're trying to do, I believe.
And you really believe that this is part of a gradual, methodical plan by whom exactly? Who wrote this Pathway to Peace paper in the 1960s, in the early 1960s, and who do you believe is adhering to it?
I don't remember who the author was, but I know that it was written for a Democratic president, so.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you think that in the end, the goal is of what, is it one political, is it the Democrats and not the Republicans? Is it just the state, the government, the statists? Who is it that is pushing for this confiscation? You know, I mean, look, you hear them say it all the time, Joe, you know, that we'd all be safer if none of us had guns. You hear liberals say that all the time.
Yeah. Yep, and actually, basically, another document that I came across while I was there, one where they talked about useless eaters. People who were on the planet using up natural resources who were not contributing enough to society to justify them being on the planet. And they outlined ways of eliminating these useless eaters because they believe, for the most part, you have these group of elites.
You know, I got to tell you, Joe, George Orwell warned us about this sort of thing. Kurt Vonnegut warned us about this sort of thing. We've been warned about this sort of thing again and again.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Crews are racing the clock as they try to retrieve the body of a hiker from a ravine in San Jose's Alum Rock Park before nightfall. The hiker fell while hiking in rugged terrain on Sunday. Google may be opening brick-and-mortar stores to try and give consumers a hands-on experience with its products before buying. The company reportedly wants to open retail stores in major markets before the holidays. Taking a look at the commute, pretty good for the most part, except for westbound 80 at Pell Street. Earlier accident cleared. Traffic, though, backed up from Highway 580. It's starting to slow down now as you head towards the Daybridge Toll Plaza. No problems out of San Francisco anymore. That was a rough earlier commute, but it looks better now. Westbound 80, still coming home, still slow in Sacramento. Getting a little better, but still sluggish in Dixon and Vacaville, and still slow getting through Vallejo as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP, because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Here's a thought. Why not get a jump on your spring cleaning, starting with your closet? And while you're at it, do something good for your community by donating your gently used clothes, shoes, books, and household items to your East Bay Goodwill stores. Did you know that the proceeds support local job training and placement programs? It's true. Support your East Bay Goodwill stores, who in turn do great things in your community. For locations and information, visit eastbaygoodwill.org. That's eastbaygoodwill.org.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
Your favorite station now travels with you thanks to iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station and over 1,500 of the best stations across the country. Download it free on your mobile device, iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Then your favorite station is right there, ready to play with artist and title displayed. Even let us know what you think of the song. All from your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free at the App Store or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, welcome back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And we're at 855-400-SAVAGE. Don't forget to go to the website. We got books on there. We got all kinds of good stuff. We got Michael Savage, a universe of Michael Savage products on the website, savage.com, michaelsavage.com. We're talking about the moves that are being made on the Second Amendment across the country and what the actual motivation is. You know, I mean, look, Democrats have a habit of asking for 100 different things, believing, knowing going in, that they're only going to get 50 of them or maybe even 30 of them, but they'll take the 30 or the 50, whatever they can get. And if some of this stuff they get caught, you know, they just say, oh, well, I didn't realize that I wrote that sentence. I don't know how that got in there. Who put that thing in there about sheriffs coming into your home and inspecting your storage techniques? We're going to have to take that out because it's clearly unconstitutional. And this is the guy who's the author of the bill and the prime sponsor of the bill. We know that they have it in for what they call assault weapons, but they don't know what an assault weapon is. that they have it in for high-capacity magazines, which is really what they have it in for. They've got this thing for universal background checks, which gets very, very dicey and very tricky. Most people are in favor of background checks. Most reasonable people are in favor of background checks under ordinary circumstances. But there are some circumstances where maybe Grandpa is giving, you know, little Timmy his first 22 caliber rifle when he turns 13 years old or something. Do they really have to get the federal government involved in all of that? I'm working on and there are other instances, too, where maybe it wouldn't seem quite as reasonable as it might sound at first blush. Certainly, we want to have people with mental illnesses be entered into the registry. It's the federal government and the health insurance protection laws that prevent that information from being included in these FBI, the Department of Justice background checks that you go through when you're buying a firearm. I'd like to see mentally ill people be included in background checks, and Grandpa shouldn't give little Timmy a rifle if little Timmy's insane, just as a sort of a rule going forward for all you grandpas out there. And I'm working on a new retort for all of this. You know, liberals for decades have been declaring on the issue of abortion. If you don't want one, don't get one. Well, now that's my retort for assault weapons, too. Well, if you don't want one, don't get one. It's a little trap I've set for them, you see, because then, you know, like the Chris Matthews of the world would start to jump in and say, well, but abortions don't kill people. So it's just a little trap that I've set out there for them. If you don't want one, don't get one. Seems like an appropriate retort, one that they'll understand going forward. Also around the country, and you've doubtless heard all about this, there is a shortage of ammo. The government is gobbling up ammo by the train load. There's a shortage of entire categories of what gun dealers like to call black guns, as opposed to your wooden stock guns, things that look scary, like AR-15s that Democrats call assault weapons, even if they're not, Glock pistols, semi-automatic pistols, black guns. You can't find most of the guns that you might go out looking for right now because there's been a mad rush on everything that the Democrats are threatening to ban. And that's the correct word. Let me go to the phones. Let's go to George in Columbia, Maryland, on line 9. George, you're on Savage Nation with Chris Plant.
Very happy to hear talk to you. This is great. My big concern is that over the last 10 months or so, I've seen Homeland Security, Social Security Administration, and others were buying up ammunition after ammunition load. It's over a trillion rounds of ammunition. I cannot understand why.
It's, I believe, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition that the federal government has gobbled up around the last 10 months or so. But we're talking about train loads of ammunition, to be sure, for all the federal agencies. And there are a lot of federal law enforcement officers, but 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition being gobbled up by the federal government in the last 10 months ought to cause people to pay attention. This is an interesting time in which we live, and I tell you, there are ammo shortages out there, George, as you probably know. And the Democrats, the Obama administration, the threats of bans and taxes and making life more difficult for sport shooters and target shooters and skeet shooters and hunters and everybody else, causing a mad rush at the gun stores, which is by itself causing a shortage of ammunition. And then I believe that the federal government is looking at the mad rush that they created and the shortage that they've created, and they recognize that they may not be able to get ammo 3 months from now or 6 months from now. So they've stepped up their buying, and they're gobbling the stuff up in enormous quantities and in extraordinary numbers, assuming that none of us are paying any attention to that, which, of course, compounds and exacerbates the problem that we're all having if you're interested in buying ammunition. But it is an extraordinary amount of ammo that the federal government is buying up. And as a piece in one of the papers yesterday said, it's enough ammo for to put 5 rounds into all 310 million Americans, including 11 million illegal aliens in the country. So it's a lot of bullets. I don't think they can practice and target shoot exactly that much.
That's exactly my concern. And you know, on the one hand, you've got this big press to reduce the number of of weapons that we can own as legitimate owners, but at the same time they're gobbling up the ammunition. And the other end of the spectrum is they're neglecting our nuclear stockpile that's being wasted and decayed. So on the one hand, for internationally we can't have weapons. Internally, we can't either, except for the government.
Yeah, well, I mean, right now we can, but this is certainly the fight we're fighting. Why do you think all this is happening, George? Why? I mean, if this isn't about public safety, then what is all this about? George dropped off. Let's go to Brian in Fairfax on line 7. Brian, you're on the Michael Savage Show with Chris Plant.
Sir, how are you? I heard you on the radio and thought I was listening to a repeat of this morning. So
I'm back for more. 9 a.m. till midnight, baby.
Absolutely. So I'll talk to you in the morning. But this is all, if anybody remembers the character Napoleon from Animal Farm.
Sure.
That's who this is. It's elitists that think they know better. They're so smart. They're so intelligent. They've gone to college. They know what's best. And dang it, they are going to impose their smartness on everybody else.
Is it really just that simple? It's just that, but does that suggest that they really think that it's about public safety and that all of us and our children will be safer if we just follow their dictates and stop buying so many guns and so much ammo?
Their intelligence will allow them to have the power over the common people to save the common people from themselves. Because the common people aren't intelligent enough to be self-reliant enough to take care of themselves. There
so
has
it's, it,
to be a smarter, more intelligent way.
It's rooted in their own arrogance, then?
Absolutely.
Their own arrogance, their own hubris, their own sense that they know what's best for everyone, and if everyone would just listen to them, then we'd all be better off.
And you know, every single – now, I make a distinction between a smart person and an intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
The intellectual elite think they're so superior because they got, you know, straight A's, they got fancy degrees, they did all – they never actually worked with their hands. Now, it's a generalization, so it applies 80-90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
They never had to dig a ditch. They never had to work on a factory assembly line. They never had to do manual labor. All they've been told is that they're so smart – and they extrapolate that into they can solve a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really understand the smarts that the common person has that got B's and C's their whole life, maybe didn't go to college, maybe struggled through college, has had to work long and hard because, and they probably had to work long and hard for the intellectuals. So the intellectuals think, hey, I can save all these people from themselves because, you know, I'm so much smarter.
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly one of their characteristics, or you've defined a number of their characteristics. Their sense of self is boundless. This is certainly true of Barack Obama. And they've all been essentially indoctrinated into the same way of thinking on all issues across the spectrum, from abortion to gun control to national security to the idea that the United States is the problem and not the solution, and that if only we'd stop meddling in other people's business around the world would be a much better place for all of us. And that's what Barack Obama is implementing. It's what the left doesn't respect. Our nation, certainly. They respect, I think, the borders and the immigration laws and the laws of France, for example, and they respect the sovereignty of Mexico, but they don't respect the sovereignty of our borders. They don't respect the Bill of Rights. They don't respect the Constitution. George mentioned a minute ago, I do a show on WMAL in the morning, and we were talking about a related topic today, and it is amazing what certain people, liberals, Barack Obama supporters, think the role of the government is and what the role of the government ought to be in saving us from ourselves. And the lack of respect for, it's President's Day, I had one person go after George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and why we should have any respect for these people. And got the old George Washington was a slave owner routine. And I just marvel that this is, it's somebody used to use the phrase stuck on stupid. And there's just an awful lot of stuck on stupid going on in our country right now. And an absolute, not just lack of respect, but contempt for the glue that has held this country together and for the elements, the components that have allowed the United States of America to become the most successful, prosperous country in the world, that has lifted more people out of poverty, that has kept more people safe from tyrants than any country in the history of the world. And they not only have no respect for that, they don't believe that, they have contempt for any suggestion that these are the facts, and they intend to undo anyone that believes that these are the facts. So we live in truly extraordinary times. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. And when I see what's going on in New York and Illinois and Iowa and Washington and beyond, Washington State and beyond, I'm really concerned about the direction that our country is taking. And something I'm going to get into a little bit later on is a Gallup poll about the number of Americans that believe that the country's headed in the wrong direction versus the relatively small number that believe the country's headed in the right direction. And I want to throw out a question on that a little bit later on, and, you know, a very basic question as to why, you know, how would you respond to this poll and why? But this is a big part of it, and the government buying up all this ammo, you know, 1.6 billion rounds of ammo is a lot of ammo, even for the United States government, and it should again be getting everyone's attention here. We should all be paying attention. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a black helicopter guy. I'm none of that. But I pay attention to the facts. I'm an old news guy. I was, you know, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, the legitimate news media for a couple of decades. And I apply critical skills to every subject that I look into. I'm not looking to connect dots in imaginary ways. But when you see what's going on, what the Democrats are calling for, what they say versus what they do, what the government is doing and buying up all this ammo, and with all these shortages, is the government is creating it in two different ways, by scaring the hell out of everyone that they're coming after the Second Amendment, and they're coming after your right to purchase ammo and firearms themselves, and then they're buying up, you know, by the trainload, ammunition for themselves, which again further exacerbates the problem of ammunition. So the government is responsible for essentially all of it. And I'm just really curious if their goal is not what they say it is, which is public safety, then what is their goal? We're going to take a break here. I'm Chris Plant, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. Be right back to your calls.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome, welcome in. Bienvenue, as they say in Washington, D.C. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on The Savage Nation. Michael Savage taking a well-deserved night off. Little R&R, and we are talking about the Second Amendment and all the moves being made on the Second Amendment across the United States of America, from New York and Washington, D.C., for that matter, to Illinois and Iowa and the state of Washington, and police chiefs in Chicago and in California saying some pretty extraordinary things about the Second Amendment. I've never heard this kind of language in my lifetime from adults, much less elected officials, senior law enforcement officers, obviously in the tank for the cause. And when you see lawmakers weaseling language into legislation that would call for citizens to turn in their firearms, that would call for law enforcement, as is the case in language that was written into legislation in the state of Washington, that would call on local law enforcement authorities to visit the homes of those who have registered weapons, defined as assault weapons by the state of Washington in this case. And law enforcement would simply show up at your front door one day, knock and say, "We've come to inspect your storage techniques for what we define as assault weapons." And law enforcement officials, I know, for the most part, want nothing to do with any of this. But lawmakers the people that write the laws seem to be advocating some quite extraordinary things these days. In New York, Democrat lawmakers wrote language into the legislation that was taken out when it was discovered by Republicans that called on gun owners to turn in their weapons. And if they did not turn them in a timely fashion, then weapons that were banned, not all weapons, but weapons that were banned under their ban, then you became a felon. Sitting there one day, perfectly a law-abiding citizen within the law. 90 days later, the window expires. You haven't turned in your firearms, as defined by the state as assault weapons, then you're in violation of the law. Bada bing, you're a felon. Ain't that great? A California police chief, Ken James, said that the idea that a gun is a defensive weapon is a myth. A myth. The gun is not a defensive weapon, he said, of the police chief of Emeryville, California. Says a gun is an offensive weapon used to intimidate and show power. Wow, isn't that amazing? So I guess police officers carry firearms to intimidate and show power. And it's not for defensive. It's not to protect themselves and their fellow officers. This police chief actually said that, too. The police chief protect the police officers, but to be used as an offensive weapon. And, you know, at some point or another, that occasionally does become the case. But when I hear the people that are supposed to be enforcing the laws throwing stuff like this out there, the chief of police, the head honcho in charge of the Chicago Police Department, also just some absolutely extraordinary language about firearms, the kind of language that we've never seen before in modern times in America, claiming that the Second Amendment is a danger to public safety. That's actually what he said, that the Second Amendment is a danger to public safety. At the same time, the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, Miss X-Ray Eyes, has proposed drones, the use of drones that we use in war for public safety. There's that language again. And it's quite extraordinary. These are amazing times. And when you catch the Democrats writing this language in, they say, gosh, yeah, that sounds unconstitutional. This is the guy that wrote it in the state of Washington. Absolutely amazing. State Senator Ed Murray, Democrat from Seattle, condemned the language in his own bill that he allegedly authored and agreed that it's probably unconstitutional. And Senator Ed Murray, State Senator Ed Murray, says, and is quoting now in the Seattle Times, said, I'd have to admit, that shouldn't be in there. I'm like, you know, dude, it's your bill. It's got your name on it. You presumably wrote it. Did you farm it out? Were you having lunch with a lobbyist? Were you busy doing something else? Was somebody else writing the legislation for you? Nobody's more surprised than you. It's like, you know, slapping your forehead with the palm of your hand. I can't believe that's in my bill. That law enforcement would come into your home to inspect your storage techniques, which would be mandated by the state. Here's something fun you can do today. Go to Google. Go to the news search in Google and type in fur cape. You know, like animal fur? Fur cape. Type in that, and you'll get the whole Jesse Jackson Jr. story out of Chicago. Great story out of there. Jesse Jackson Jr., son of the great Jesse Jackson, civil rights leader. Wonder where he learned this stuff. Spending $750,000 in money given to him by political contributors on things like fur capes. It's only fur on one side, velvet on the other side. Two different fur coats for him, parkas. A $43,350 Rolex watch that's only gold-plated, not even solid gold. I think he got ripped off. All with other people's money. He bought Michael Jackson's fedora. He bought stuff that belonged to Bruce Lee, to Martin Luther King Jr. A football for $5,000 autographed by U.S. presidents. All with money given to him by political contributors. What's the problem with that? You know, it's not in the story today, though. You can look this up. This is good stuff. It only appeared in local papers in Chicago. Jesse Jackson Jr. goes around telling people that he is a reincarnated Greek chariot driver. Did you know this? He does this. He goes around telling people this. He also hangs out at a Turkish bath in Chicago. Now, I don't know, maybe some people hang out at a Turkish bath. None of my friends do. That's not one of my things. He hangs out at a Turkish bath in Chicago where people sit around the steam room in the Turkish bath, and they have towels on and stuff like that. Jesse Jackson Jr., on the other hand, walks around naked doing karate moves in front of everybody. This is apparently a regular pattern. Everybody sits there, shakes their heads, and says, yeah, Jesse Jackson Jr. got a fur cape in his locker. So look that up. Just go Google in the news search, fur cape. Most of this will, you'll have to look a little further for the Greek chariot driver and the karate moves naked in the Turkish bath. It's a member of Congress. These are the final days of Rome, okay? It's Caligula stuff. Let me go to the phones right now. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. This is Chris Plant coming to you from Washington, D.C., sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Bob in Orange, New York. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation with Chris Plant.
Yeah, hi, Chris. How do you intimidate somebody with a concealed weapon?
How do you intimidate somebody with a concealed weapon? I give up. How?
It's concealed. How can they see it? How are they intimidated by it? That's a ludicrous statement.
Of course it is. Of course it is. All of these arguments are absurd arguments. I mean, it's like Michael Bloomberg banning soft drinks larger than 16 ounces, and that's to fight obesity. Okay, so these are the kind of ideas that our political leaders are coming up with. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. Our political leaders are saying, well, Elizabeth Warren in the Senate and Dianne Feinstein come up with the craziest notions. Dianne Feinstein's bill will ban, she doesn't even know how many guns. She literally gets the number wrong when she talks about it. It's like something out of the original Manchurian Candidate. She's got a different number every time she talks, and it's her own legislation. It'll ban approximately 150, 160 weapons, but it will leave available tens of thousands of weapons, and this is going to solve the problem of shootings in America or school shootings in America.
Man, crazy. Well, anyway, I'm from the People's Republic of New York, and the people who I'm really disappointed with here in New York are our Republican-controlled Senate. Do you expect this kind of nonsense from our governor? And
yep. See
what happens here in New York is the Assembly, which is Democratic-controlled, will pass a crazy bill, something like this, and then it gets stopped in the Senate. But this time, our Senate kind of caved in and voted for the bill, and now we're hearing from them that a lot of them, first off, you got to realize that you know that the bill was sort of rammed through on what the governor called an emergency measure. So a lot of the legislators didn't even get a chance to debate the bill or read the bill. So now all these Republican senators in our Senate are saying, well, they didn't get a chance to read it. They didn't get a chance to debate it. Well, why did they vote for it? Why vote for a bill that you don't even understand what the ramifications are yet?
It seems to be a trend these days, too. You know, Nancy Pelosi on the Obamacare bill, 2,700 pages of government fun. And Nancy Pelosi tells us that we've got to vote for the bill before we can find out what's in it. And it's taking years for this bill to roll out because apparently still nobody's read it. And we do. And you're right about the Republicans. If they're so cowardly that they're, and it's not just in New York State, I can assure you, it's across the country and it's in Washington, D.C. If they're so cowardly that they're just going along with these phony government power grabs that will not move the needle one scintilla when it comes to making children safer in schools or people safer in malls or at movie theaters or any place else. You know, what we have here is a cultural crisis that has less to do with guns than it has to do with the lack of respect for life, just for one thing. And this also goes to sort of the liberal culture of death, and we call the extermination of 54 million little tiny Ben Kingsley-looking people in wombs choice, and we just dismiss it that way. This there's news out. In fact, I need to get to that after the break here. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to get to this news that CBS News is reporting tonight about the killer at the Sandy Hook shooting. They got some new information, should have been out long ago, but the police department now leaking some information to CBS News about the mad psycho killer. that started all of this by killing 20 children, and we found out a bit more about him, a couple of important nuggets. I'll have those right on the other side of this break. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, look, I have some great news, Americans. If you're determined to do your best and start 2013 on the right foot, first you need to go and look your best. If you have stained and yellow teeth, that could be an embarrassment, especially during job interviews or at a business meeting. And like you, thousands have tried whitening toothpaste, and they just don't make those ugly stains go away. Strips, they're messy. They're painful with sensitivity. That's why I recommend Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades whiter in 7 days. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding caps, and crowns. Call right now and receive it for 50% off the normal price. Dial 1-800-976-5403. Write it down. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your beautiful teeth and smiling more. Try Power Swabs risk-free today. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403 for a whiter smile.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about a revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service, something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, good news for John Kerry. He's our Secretary of State. You know, it's got to be tough being him, following on the heels of the greatest darn Secretary of State any country's ever had, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. Boy, she was good. To list all of her accomplishments as Secretary of State would take less than a millisecond. Everything's gone so well under this administration on the foreign policy front. I love our news media more than... I used to be a member of the news media. This is something that's like being a reformed alcoholic or something. I worked for CNN, perhaps you've heard of them, the cable news network, for 17 years. Before I got into talk radio, I had to flee like my clothes were on fire to get the hell out of that place before it went completely off the cliff, which it's certainly done now. But I look at what the news media has done with this administration, all the cover-ups and Benghazi and how, oh, who cares? You know, what difference does it make at this point? And the spending and the deficits, and nothing will add one dime to the deficit. And nothing will add one dime, but everything will add $6 trillion. The news media somehow overlooked the $6 trillion. They let this guy get away with murder. He's just back again into Washington, D.C. from his second vacation so far this year, but it is February already, so... And I just watch what goes on in this town these days, and I marvel. You remember when Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton went to Russia, her first trip to Russia, and she brought that stupid red button on a box from a TV commercial about Staples or Office Depot or something, and, you know, the reset button. And she told the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said, well, we went to great lengths. It says reset, you know, and it's stolen from a okay TV commercial. Nothing wrong with the TV commercial. But they've turned foreign policy into stupid TV commercial hijinks. And you know, here's our red button, and it says reset on it. And she explained to Sergei Lavrov that they went to great lengths with all of their language experts, all of their geniuses from Harvard, to make sure they had the right word for reset on the button. And Sergei Lavrov said, well, I'm sorry, you sound like Boris Badenov. You got it wrong. It does not say reset. It says overcharge. And Hillary cackled like a fool, embarrassed by her horseholders, and embarrassing the nation at the same time. And, of course, we've been treated like, you know, a Girl Scout at a Hell's Angels picnic ever since on the world stage. Hillary Clinton logged a lot of miles, downed a lot of donuts, and you know, didn't accomplish anything. Not one treaty, not one trade agreement. Our allies are no longer close to us, no longer trust us. From Israel to Saudi Arabia, they don't trust us anymore under Barack Obama. But the enemies of the United States, Vladimir Putin being one of them, and one of his henchmen, Sergei Lavrov, the Iranians, everybody else, we're getting slapped around like, you know, it's our first day in San Quentin. It's not pretty. And John Kerry comes in to, you know, fill Hillary's shoes, if you will, and think about that for a second. And he called Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, his counterpart in Vladimir Putin's Russia, the day that the North Koreans detonated a nuclear weapon, had a nuclear test. You know, it's on the seismograph around the world. And Lavrov didn't take his call. And he didn't call him back an hour later. And he didn't call him back the next day. And he didn't call him back 4 days later. And well, 6 days later, he finally returned John Kerry's call. That's the kind of weight we have these days. That's the kind of gusto that this administration brings to foreign policy. A gang of lightweights, the likes of which we've not seen in modern times. It is, it's absolutely an extraordinary thing to watch. So finally, John Kerry gets a call back, and the administration's celebrating. I mean, if the foreign minister of Burkina Faso called Sergei Lavrov, I think he'd get a call back more quickly than John Kerry, who's supposed to be this great hero of the Obama administration. It's embarrassing at this point. I've never felt embarrassed to be an American before. But with the Obama administration in charge, we really have no choice but to be embarrassed.
Savage. Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A 46-year-old Colorado man is in custody as a suspect in a triple murder in Sonoma County. Authorities say he's believed to have killed the 3 men in a botched marijuana deal. The Alameda County coroner is saying an elderly Hayward woman has died of injuries suffered in her home during a fire. 5 of the women's cats also died in the fire, believed to have started from an electrical problem. An audit says the financially troubled San Jose Repertory Company may not survive past August. The theater company is a key element in the revival of downtown San Jose. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 280 connector to 101 in San Jose, a box in the right lane there. Northbound 680 at Bernal Avenue, CHP still on scene with a stalled car in the left lane. And southbound 101, Embarcadero in Palo Alto, large box being reported there on the right side. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Dog 560 KSFO.
Zero Res is celebrating President's Day with a one-day sale. Get 2 free hallways plus 3 rooms for only $119. Call by midnight to get the President's Day special. Zero Res is the only carpet cleaner that uses empowered water instead of harsh chemicals. Get the highest quality, safest carpet care available at an incredible one-day price today only. That's 3 rooms for $119 plus 2 free hallways. When it comes to your home, you can't be too careful or create too safe an environment for your family and pets. Be sure to call today to get the exclusive President's Day only sale. 3 rooms for $119 and 2 free hallways. You can find them online at ZeroBayArea.com or call Zero Res today at 877-321-0739. Be sure to ask for the President's Day special, 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739.
Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, answers your questions on the air at 1-800-CAR-7777. Or you can email him at carprousa.com. Or you can become a fan of the Car Pro and post a question to Jerry on Facebook. I'm telling you, this guy never sleeps.
I'm Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro, and after 35 years in the car business, believe me, I can help you save some money.
He's your friend in the car business, so friend him through the Facebook link at carprousa.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, we are back. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. And if you haven't already, you should be going to michaelsavage.com and taking a look at buying a box full of Michael Savage's books, Time for War. Buy them for all your friends. Get them for your neighbors. And I mentioned before we went to break that CBS News, the Columbia Broadcasting Systems, and they have an anchor there, Scott Pelley. I think fewer and fewer people are watching this broadcast. And tonight, their big show, their big 22-minute show, they had a big splashy piece by a reporter, Bob Orr, on the Newtown, Connecticut school gunman. And it's a very interesting collection of tidbits that they have assembled here from law enforcement sources who say that the killer in that case, Adam Lanza, I don't even like to use his name, I just like to call him the creep or the killer, was motivated by violent video games and a strong desire to kill more people than another infamous mass murderer, according to CBS. Sources tell CBS News that Lanza saw himself as being in direct competition with Anders Breivik, a Norwegian man who killed 77 people in July of 2011. Breivik killed 8 with a bombing in downtown Oslo. He then moved on to a nearby island where he hunted down and fatally shot 69 people, mostly teenagers attending a summer camp. Two officials, been briefed in the Newtown, Connecticut investigation, say the creep wanted to top Breivik's death toll and targeted nearby Sandy Hook Elementary School because it was, quote, the easiest target and, quote, the largest cluster of people, something that CBS also undoubtedly deliberately leaves out, is that it was a defenseless target. It was an undefended target of children. And since they have no gun zones in schools in Connecticut, the creep knew that he had an easy target because there was nobody there with a gun. CBS didn't want to get entirely into that because that would really make the entire Wayne LaPierre and NRA argument for them. It was the largest cluster of people. It was an easy target. The psycho sat in his basement, literally, with blacked out windows and played video games, violent video games, according to CBS. They say they also recovered what they've called a trove of video games from the basement of the creep's home. Sources say the creep spent countless hours there alone in a private gaming room with the windows blacked out, honing his computer shooting skills. So this is, this is what... This is what most of us have been saying. This is about cultural norms. This guy was obviously mentally ill. His mother was part of the problem. He murdered her first. And then he went on to the school. He was looking to outdo this Norwegian creep and wanted to kill more than 77 people to set some kind of a record. He dwelt in his basement playing violent video games, just as has been suggested time and again. Wayne LaPierre was attacked repeatedly on MSDNC and elsewhere for daring to suggest that maybe video games and violent media and Quentin Tarantino movies and movies like Saw 4 and Hostel might have shaped his understanding of the world around him. And now, based on what CBS is reporting and what's coming to light here, it sounds pretty much like what the evil Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association described. The guy didn't get his guns by going through a background check. He didn't live in a state where you didn't have to have a background check. And, you know, all of these, you know, liberal things. Now they really mean it. Now they're going to ban the gun that he used. Never mind that there are tens of millions of guns just like them out there, and that if you ban these, there are other guns that are actually more lethal. This is another one of these liberal things. They want to ban, like, an AR-15-style rifle, right? Which fires a .223 round. But they're not going to ban a truck full of weapons that fire .308 rounds or .762 rounds, larger ammunition that, theoretically, at least, if applied in the same way, is going to be more lethal, because we've got people in charge of banning these things who don't understand the subject matter. Minor detail in the scheme of things, I know. Let me go to the telephones here. Let's go to Randy in Idaho on line two. Randy, you're on the Michael Savage Show with Chris Plant.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to talk to you here.
Welcome.
I just wanted to make a comment. I've been listening for several weeks now, well, several years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's mentioned anything about the Second Amendment being the only amendment in the Constitution that says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Mm-hmm. I don't see where there's any gray area in that statement.
Well, liberals do, of course. They want to litigate each and every syllable and literally the comma. They want to and they have for decades litigated the comma.
The comma.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. I wish I were kidding. They have, you know, they've taken the comma to court. They make their argument based on the placement of the comma. And they, well-regulated militia. Well, what's a well-regulated? Well, we don't need a well-regulated militia anymore. Well, in the days of the well-regulated militia, you're, of course, and the Supreme Court agrees with you, that what the Second Amendment means is what you believe it to mean, what I believe it to mean. I don't find it to be particularly ambiguous when it comes to the essence of it, which is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's kind of important language.
Yes, very important. And another comment I'd like to make on that subject, too. I know mm-hmm. so many people. Of course, I live in Idaho. Ha, ha, mm-hmm. ha. But the general consensus where I live is nobody's going to take my arms because we're American.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, you're not alone in that either. And it's not just people in Idaho. You know, people's hackles are up all over the country. And here's one of the things I believe about all this, Randy. I believe that the Democrats, and I said this much earlier on, I believe that the Democrats go into situations like this asking for 100 marbles, knowing that they're only going to get 25 marbles or 45 marbles or whatever reduced number they're going to get. And they're going to be satisfied with that. Then they're going to come back around the next time, and they're going to ask for 100 marbles all over again, whatever. And it can be this topic, the Second Amendment. It can be welfare. It can be health care. Whatever it is, they ask for the moon, knowing they're going to have to scale it back. Then they pretend that they've compromised and that they're being reasonable. Then they reintroduce legislation, new legislation, that will have all of the marbles that they didn't get the first time around. And it's the way that they do business. It's incrementalism. And they eventually, they've been making much too much headway using this method, this technique, for a lot of years now. And Republicans don't do this. They're very dishonest. Honestly, the Democrats are. There are a lot of dishonest Republicans too, but they're very, very dishonest in the way that they present things. And one of the problems that I have is that what they're proposing will not solve the problem that they're pretending they're solving. And that should be the centerpiece of what we're talking about. Look, I know that, Randy, you don't want kids shot in schools in Connecticut or in Idaho or any place else. Nor do I. I'd like to stop that. I'd like to find the best, smartest way to prevent anything like that from ever happening again. The Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting, a shopping mall in the state of Washington. I'd like to stop all of those things from happening. The question then becomes, how do you go about preventing those things from happening in the future? And if you're talking about banning 150 guns but leaving 2,000 other guns available to Americans, you haven't solved the problem. But banning all of them, which is what they'd really like to do, is not an available option. So they do what they do, knowing that they're only going to get part of it, and they'll come back for the rest later. And another element of this is that Barack Obama and the Democrats, and this is vitally important, I think, know that they're only going to get parts of this if they get any of it, but it's going to polarize the country. And they do it not in spite of the fact that it polarizes the country, but because of the fact that it polarizes the country. They call it drawing distinctions between us and them. In reality, what it does is it pits us against them. It pits them against us. It pits whatever percentage of Americans against whatever percentage of the other group of Americans. And they like to have us pitted against one another. They like the food fight. That's what they do. They decide that they want something, and they find a way to polarize the debate. And this president, President Barack Hussein Obama, Barackus Obamas, our emperor, is, according to the Gallup polling organization, the most polarizing president that we've ever had in the United States, at least since Gallup has been polling on polarization. The president is more polarizing than any president, more than George W. Bush, more than any other president, at least in modern history. You'd probably have to go back to Abraham Lincoln to find somebody more polarizing. And the country, according to Gallup poll, the country is more polarized. This is a separate question. Barack Obama is the most polarizing president, and the country is more polarized than ever. This is not by accident. This is, God forbid, dare I say, you know, Saul Alinsky's manual. It's Saul Alinsky's playbook. And these guys are Alinskyites up the yin-yang. And if you just read, you know, the Cliff's Notes on Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, you see that they implement his ideas, his plans, his schemes on a daily basis, on all kinds of issues. They polarize us along lines of race, along lines of class, along lines of gender, Sandra Fluck, along lines of religion, the Catholic Church mandate under Obamacare. They pit us against one another because it serves their political goals. And it's not by accident, to be sure. And this is just another argument where they may only get, you know, one piece of pie and not the whole pie. But they don't care, because this isn't really, obviously, it's not going to save any lives. It's, you know, guns have been handguns effectively banned in the city of Chicago. And they've got a murder rate like Bosnia in 1995 when the war was hot. So it obviously doesn't solve the problem. So if they know it doesn't solve the problem, then why are they doing it? And the answer is to be found in Rules for Radicals, quite honestly. And these guys are all Alinskyites. Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton actually interned with Saul Alinsky himself, worked for Saul Alinsky. He wanted her to stay and work for him, but she had to go off and marry Bill Clinton and, you know, make sure that he got rid of the El Camino and all the rest of the stuff. And Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis paper on Saul Alinsky. And the title of her paper is "There Is Only the Fight." And if you look at the content of the paper, you see it in the newspapers every day. Barack Obama was a lecturer at law school in Chicago, University of Illinois, Chicago. And there's one picture of him that he put on his website, on his own website in 2007, of him standing in front of a blackboard, and he's writing, he's got chalk in his hand, and he's writing something. He's supposed to be lecturing on constitutional law. But if you look at what he's writing Saul Alinsky's principles on the board. So, I mean, if you, and I know most of you know about Saul Alinsky, but if you look at Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and what Saul Alinsky taught, and if you look at Barack Obama and his background, and honestly, this photograph was on his own website in 2007. It was praised in an article, the photograph, by the New Republic in 2000, a glowing article about Barack Obama. And I think the article mentioned Saul Alinsky 27 times, it's just from memory. I haven't looked at it in a couple of years. Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton worked for Saul Alinsky, wrote her master's paper on Saul Alinsky. "There Is Only the Fight" is the title of the paper. And that's what these guys do every day. This is how they do business. It is a method that they use for controlling. And they have the news media too, the debate and the terms of the debate in order to achieve their goals incrementally. And look at the effect that it's having on our great country, on our country that is suffering under these leaders. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. We've got to take a quick one here. This ain't NPR. We pay our own bills. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation, coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Identity Guard, giving you the power. I'm retired federal agent and Identity Guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus? Especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adele Show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP, because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800-NEW-TOES.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Borders, language, culture. Find out what the Bay Area really is about. It's about the Savage Nation. Right here, 6 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, we're back from our capitalism break. This is Chris Plant coming to you from Washington, D.C., sitting in for Michael Savage on Savage Nation. Have you been to michaelsavage.com yet? Because there is a book there called A Time for War. And I know you want to see it. I was just looking on Al Gore's amazing internet, and there's a story out of Washington, D.C. All gun shows halted in Maryland County. From WTOP Radio, in Washington, a decision by a Maryland county is roiling the already contentious debate over potential gun control laws. Prince George's County Department of Parks and Recreation is banning gun shows indefinitely. I'm sorry, the Department of Parks and Recreation bans them. Anita Pressis, the agency's Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission, says it's a temporary moratorium. We will revisit this. This is another trick that they use. It's temporary, you know, like the federal income tax was going to be temporary for the Spanish-American War. We're taking everybody's opinions and actions into account, she said. We felt that given the potential legislation on the state and federal level, we're putting a hold on that activity now, for now, until we can reassess after the legislative session. And in Maryland, let me tell you, they've got a Democrat governor there, Martin O'Malley. He thinks he's going to be president of the United States. He's a big lefty. He's a Democrat machine guy. He's very taken with himself. And they've got all kinds of big ideas in the Capitol and the State House there in Annapolis, home to the United States Naval Academy, and a bunch of crazy Democrats in the State House in Maryland. And these guys are, they love banning things. They're classic libs. What they do not want to ban, they want to make mandatory. And what they do not want to make mandatory, they want to ban. It's the ultimate in control. And at the same time, they're going to ban gun shows. All of the gun stores, I was playing audio from one of the local gun store owners. There are no gun stores in Washington, D.C. None whatsoever, not one. So you have to, if you live in Washington, D.C., as I do, go to Maryland or Virginia to purchase firearms or to purchase ammunition. There's literally no place in our little hamlet here in Washington, D.C. to exercise your Second Amendment rights. As you probably know, until, 2008, it was flat out illegal to own a handgun in Washington, D.C., and it had to go to the Supreme Court so that the Supreme Court could explain to our nation's capital that the Second Amendment actually applies in Washington, D.C., too. But our city government is too busy being corrupt to actually allow anybody to open a gun store, and a lot of people have tried. But they've set up all these crazy restrictions. You know, you can't be within this far of a school, that far from a restaurant, this far from a residential neighborhood. And it turns out that based on their requirements and restrictions, there's basically no place in Washington, D.C. that you can park a gun store and still stay within the restrictions that they've put into place. There is one gun dealer, authorized gun dealer in Washington, D.C., Mr. Sykes, Charles Sykes, and he doesn't have a store. He works out of an office in the police headquarters, and when you buy a gun as a D.C. resident, in Maryland or Virginia, a handgun in particular, when you buy a handgun in Maryland or Virginia, you have to have Mr. Sykes, the only gun dealer in Washington, D.C., drive to the gun store in Maryland or Virginia, pick it up, bring it back to his office, then you go down, pay him $125 on top of what you've already paid in order to get the gun from him. They fingerprint you, they mugshot you, they create a separate government-issued photo ID for every firearm that you buy, and they charge you fees out the wazoo, and it's just a way of harassing people and trying to keep the number of guns to a minimum. In the meantime, while we had this gun ban in effect from 1976 until a handgun ban in effect, from 1976 until 2008, Washington, D.C. was like the Chicago or Detroit of murder. In that time frame, we had, some years, more than 500 murders a year, and we're only 600,000 people in the city of Washington, D.C. Since the gun ban was lifted in 2008 by the Supreme Court, the District of Columbia versus Heller decision, we have now had, and they all predicted, the Democrats, the mayor of the city council, predicted that it was going to be a gunfight. It was going to be like a Western movie, and we're going to have more murders than ever. Last year, 2012, we had the lowest murder rate in Washington, D.C. that we've had since 1961. Since 1961, after the gun ban was lifted. Now look at Chicago. Let's compare and contrast. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. We are back. I am Chris Plant. I'm sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation tonight. And if you haven't visited michaelsavage.com and bought up at least one of his books, A Time for War, I want to know why not. And so does Michael Savage. I was just listening to the news, and the news break is different at different stations around the country, but I was just listening to the news break here, and there was a story out of Colorado where Democrats are proposing yet more gun legislation that will require private parties to register any transfer of any guns. And there was a woman, so if you're, you know, again, it's a grandpa giving little Timmy his first 22 caliber rifle, and the federal government's going to have to be involved in lots of background checks. And I heard that the woman, a Democrat elected official in Colorado, claim that this was, and she used the words, public safety, that this is a matter of public safety. This is their focus group tested term that they've trotted out that is going to be used in all occasions having to do with various gun and ammunition and magazine bans. It's a matter of public safety. And she actually claimed, this was something that I marveled at, that it was going to cut down not only on the number of deaths, that's what she said, on the number of deaths, but on the number of suicides. Because well, no, I can't really explain it. That's what she claimed, though. It's actually what she said, and it's just amazing. I mean, they focus group test the terms, you know, like it's a balanced approach, you know. The Barack Obama, it's a balanced approach. We got to raise taxes on the rich, and then when we're done raising taxes on the rich, we're going to have to raise taxes on the rich. We got to close those loopholes on the rich because it's a balanced approach. And in addition to raising taxes, in order to make a balanced approach, we're going to have to raise taxes. They just finished raising taxes about 6 weeks ago. Now they've got a new idea, and it's to raise taxes. You know what they call it? A balanced approach. It's a balanced approach. This is public safety. It's a matter of public safety. It's going to cut down on death. Now, if they could cut down on death by passing legislation, I'd be in favor of that. I think they should do that. All deaths in all of its various forms. I'd like to reduce death. I think that is a noble aspiration for government officials. And these people are actually claiming that they can do it. Aren't they amazing? Yes, they are. What do I have to get to in this hour? I've got a number of things I've got to get to in this hour. Got to get to that Mark Potter audio. Got to get to a lot of stuff. How are your gas prices out there where you are? And gas prices doubling under Barack Obama, pert near, as they say, doubling under Barack Obama's. But it's not his fault. I don't know if you picked up on this. It's not his fault. He's got nothing to do with it. My memory is actually active enough that I can remember when President George W. Bush was president and gas prices went up. It was all George Bush's fault. 60 Minutes was doing stories on it. ABC News was doing stories on how it's George Bush's fault. Now gas prices are skyrocketing all over the place, up 50 cents about in the last 2 months across the country, expected to continue to rise. They will double. They have doubled under Barack Obama, and then they went back down a bit. Coming back up again, expected to go up until they will have officially doubled gas prices under Barack Obama's. And interestingly, this time around, the President of the United States has nothing to do with it. I know. I read it in the Washington Post. It's got to be true. They have editors and stuff. They check. They do fact checks on these things. They can't just publish stuff that isn't true. So it was George Bush's fault, but it's not Barack Obama's fault, as I understand it. I looked into it, and that's what I'm told. These are amazing times. Yeah, I have to get to the Mark Potter, NBC News reporter, who apparently doesn't like Mr. Bible. He's not a fan of the Bible at all. He's not anti-Christian, though. We're talking about the Second Amendment, talking about all kinds of good stuff. We are taking calls on Jesse Jackson Jr., too. I just thought I'd throw that out there. As you sold him a fur cape or anything like that, if you have any personal experience. All right, let's go. Enough of me. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Chris in Dallas, Texas, on line 5. Christopher, you're on the Michael Savage Show with Chris Plant.
How you doing this evening?
Greetings. I'm just great.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful night down here. Warm weather. Can't get any better.
Beautiful. We got freezing up here. It's Arctic. But you know what? In both cases, Chris, it's global warming. It's global warming because it's warm there. It's global warming because it's cold here.
Yeah, I'm glad you'll have the cold there. But, you know, it's going to be an Arctic frost for the next few years there in D.C., I'm sure. But that's not why I called. You know, one of the great things of our generation, Larry Gatlin, once said, you know, some people aren't smart enough to know that sheep dip is not something you put on tater chips.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't fix stupid. And we've got so many people that think they can fix stupid. And, you know, just like the camera deals you mentioned in the first hour of the show,
mm-hmm.
thinking that people can put cameras up, and, you know, people are going to get caught with things, and, you know, that's going to solve all of our problems. I don't know if you watched any of the football games of the last year when someone would throw a foul, you know, create a foul, grab a face mask, and the cameras would catch it, and the person would go, hey, that was me. I didn't do nothing. And, our liberal society has created such a deal that nobody's done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the video games aren't wrong. They haven't created the violence. You know, it wasn't anything I've done. It wasn't anything right. Television has done. It's these inanimate objects. It's the guns, you know. It's not me that created, you know, my weight problem. It's the forks and the spoons that caused the weight problem. It's McDonald's that caused it. It wasn't my problem. You can't fix stupid. And these people that are our lawmakers are trying to create all these things that are saying it's something else that's the problem. No personal responsibility. And if our country would get back to what my mom and dad taught me, you know, if it's a problem, I've got to look at myself first.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the libs have been telling us for decades now that that we're all being desensitized to things. You know, in school, we tell our kids, you know, they can't do this and you can't do that. Well, no, we're desensitizing them. And then, you know, we put reports out that say that by the time the average young person in the United States of America is 18 years old, they've seen, you know, like 13,842 murders, none of them in person, but on television and in movies. And they say that, pardon me, they've been desensitized to murder. And then we park them in front of Quentin Tarantino movies. And I mentioned earlier movies like Hostel and Saw. You know, I mean, when you and I were kids, it's like Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho was the scariest and most violent thing you've ever seen. John Wayne movies where people are being shot with, you know, Winchester lever action rifles while riding by on horses. Now we've got movies where they use power saws to take the tops of people's heads off, and that's what kids are in. And it's supposed to be kind of funny, you know. We scalp people, back to Quentin Tarantino. And it's funny. It's all good humor. And we're desensitizing our kids. We have these video games. And you know, if you're a normal, well-adjusted person, you see these movies, you play these video games, it's no big deal. You get it. You get that it's a movie, that it's entertainment, that it's for whatever reason, and the video games, and it's not going to turn you into a killer. But if you're, you know, just a tick or two off of normal, then these sorts of things are going to have a profound impact upon you. And they are going to. I hate to use the word because it's one of these sort of liberal 1970s pop psychology terms, desensitize, but it's true. And if Wayne LaPierre of the NRA brings it up in a speech and says, you know, video games and movies and look at the way we're raising our kids to think and what we're exposing them to, this never would have been allowed a generation ago. And now it's, you know, it's like, oh, it's the First Amendment, you know, it's protected speech. I'm a huge supporter of the First Amendment, and I don't want to put restrictions on Hollywood and on people that make video games, but they need to take some responsibility for what they're doing. And when Wayne LaPierre and others like myself brought up things like the videos, the movies, the television, the video games that people are exposed to, you're ridiculed for it by the left, who say, you want to trample the First Amendment. Well, that's actually not true. Nobody has talked about trampling the First Amendment. But we have talked about what you're talking about, Chris, and that's people taking responsibility for what they do and the impact that they have on our society and our culture. And they have no interest in this because Hollywood is, you know, controlled overwhelmingly by lefties, and they don't want to take responsibility, and this is how they make a living, so don't mess with the way that they make a living. I also find it extraordinary that our friends in the so-called mainstream news media, the protectors of the First Amendment, are the first ones to pull out the hatchets for the Second Amendment, while, of course, using the protections of the First Amendment as cover for their assaults on the Second Amendment. And I see what's going on in our country, and I, like an awful lot of people, find it incredibly frustrating that we can't have an honest conversation, a truthful conversation, without creepy politicians with their creepy focus group tested terminology rolling out their agenda for you know, decade number five, going after the same objectives. And now they've become so effective at packaging, and they so own the media. I mean, their control over the news media is like nothing we've ever seen before. And you look at the headway they're making and the country that we're going to leave behind. Barack Obama, to our kids and the next generation, Barack Obama and Obamacare is all by itself just committing irreparable damage on the country fiscally, taking the greatest healthcare system in the history of humankind and leaving it in shambles. The $16.5 trillion in debt from President Obama, who's added more than $5.5 trillion himself in one term, ran against President Bush for adding less than that in two terms, and that included the Wall Street bailout, September 11th, the war in Afghanistan, and the war in Iraq, just to name a few things. And the hypocrisy of not only the Democrats, but the Fourth Estate, who are supposed to be our watchdogs. They're supposed to be ever vigilant. When the news media is corrupt, and they're not, they've sold their souls. And in fact, they didn't sell them, they gave them away for free. And without the Fourth Estate to hold the government's feet to the fire, well, then the Republic is really in trouble. I mean, that's where we are, unfortunately. Look, I got to take a break here. There's a lot to get to before this night is through. Some of our friends in the news media, I want to get to this Mark Potter of NBC News greeting people coming off of the cruise ship from hell trip the other day, and a lot more before we knock off. I'm Chris Plant, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now. Which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800. 567-9916.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And we have returned. This is Chris Plast. Chris Plant, get your own name right, sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Coming to you from WMAL in Washington, D.C., your nation's capital, where we're getting it all wrong these days. All of it, I say. And Crazy times on the Second Amendment, on the First Amendment. Our beloved President, Barack S. Obama, the emperor of the world, back from his second vacation of the year, golfing with Tiger Woods. You remember just a couple of weeks ago, it was about 6 weeks ago, he said he would not rest until every American has a job. He's been pretty much resting ever since. And the press corps was locked out of this whole weekend, his President's Day weekend. Locked out to the point where they actually filed a formal complaint with the White House. And the White House told them, what was it that Dick Cheney said on the floor of the Senate to Senator Patrick Leahy? That's pretty much what the White House told the White House press corps, that they could go fondle themselves, something like that, because he's the president of the United States, and he's real popular. Never mind that the vast majority of Americans believe that we're headed in the wrong direction and that things are not going well in America. Can't fool us. Still, somehow, we as a nation reelected Barack S. Obama to another term in office, even though we all feel like everything is a mess. Where is it? The Gallup polling organization. 7% of Republicans are satisfied with the direction of the nation. 7%, single digits. Overall, 27% of Americans, new Gallup poll, satisfied with the direction of the country. 72% dissatisfied. But among Democrats, 47% are satisfied. 47% of Democrats, 7% of Republicans satisfied with the direction that the country is taking. Gee, wonder what's going on there. it's like a cult. It really is like a cult. I've said this, but you know, Barack Obama's Secret Service code name is Jim Jones, and they call the White House Jonestown. I don't think that's actually true, but it could be. Let me go to the telephones. Let's go to, on line 8, let's go to Bill in Iowa. William, you're on the Michael Savage Show with Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm just great, thanks.
You know, I keep hearing you asking a question tonight, and it comes up over and over again about what's the perception of what's our government trying to do and what's their objective. And I got a comment to make, and why I know so much about the subject is I'm from a wealthy elite family, a family of extremely wealthy people that donate to politicians and in that whole world that I've seen things behind the scenes that most people don't get to see. And what everybody in that world knows is that this type of person, it's a personality type, is what our government is controlled by. And what this is they're sociopathic. 5% of our population, 1 in 25 people out there don't have a conscience whatsoever at all. And you'll find most of them in high up positions of power. When you don't have a conscience, you know, like when your mind loses another ability, it gains a stronger one. When all these people, this is scientific too, this is proven by medical science, their mind goes hardwired to be extremely aggressive and dominant, and it's the same type of personality. You keep asking the question tonight of what is our government's agenda. It's about ultimate control. It's a mentality of control, control, control. And you talked about the lying and the deceit. It's all under that personality.
Savage. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. An arrest has been made in the killings of three men in a Forestville cabin. Police arrested a 46-year-old man who was in Mobile, Alabama, where he's still being held. Rescuers have retrieved the body of a man who fell to his death while hiking in San Jose's Alum Rock Park. It took all of today to retrieve the body because of its remote location. And a fallen tree has destroyed a home in the Contra Costa County town of Diablo. No one was injured, but the owners can't get inside for fear the roof will collapse. Taking a look at the roadways, new crash in San Jose, northbound 680 Alum Rock Avenue. Everything's off to the right shoulder. Same for an accident southbound 87 before Santa Teresa Boulevard. Had a car in the left lane and or the left side and the right side. Now everything, including the debris, off to the right shoulder. Lawrence Expressway, southbound at Oakmead Parkway, a crash being reported. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about our revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLP number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Hey, termite.
What's up?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector.
Big whoop. I've been feeding off this house for years.
I know. The owners are sick of it.
They're not going to dent the place.
Pacific Coast uses orange oil, so everyone gets to stay, except you.
This guy's cheap. See his ride?
It's less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
How about a running start?
No.
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite, no, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
Mike,
you can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, we are back. Now, this is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. We're at 855-400-SAVAGE. If you haven't been to michaelsavage.com and bought a copy of A Time for War, then you're wasting your time. Listen, I want to get into a couple of things here. NBC, my favorite network. My favorite network. It's not really my favorite network. It is of all of the crimes committed by our media. I think that NBC and all of their various holdings probably excels in the area of being offensive and dishonest. They have Chris Matthews, after all. They've got that whole MSDNC lineup with, you know, Special Ed Schultz and Rachel Maddow. And who's that guy who's like Rachel Maddow but with a very small penis? Chris Hayes. They got that guy, Looney Larry. That lineup is absolutely crazy. And even on their so-called network news broadcast with Brian Williams, Mr. Sincerity with the crooked head, you just can't believe a damn thing you see. And look, I know I grew up in a media family. I'm actually third generation media. From the time my mother's father came home from World War I, he went into radio and media. My mother was in radio from the time she was 7 years old and television later on. My father was U.S. News and World Report. My stepfather, network news. I got two brothers who are in the network news thing. And I was, as I said, with CNN for 17 years. I know a little bit about the news media, and I had just had to flee that business before it got any more horrific. And I look at what has happened in the media, and I mean, I got to tell you, I've got their number like nobody's business on this stuff, and the shades of lies, and it's, you know, more or less black and white when I look at it, but the shades of lies are truly extraordinary in so many different ways. NBC News had a segment. Thomas Roberts is the name of the anchor on MSDNC by day. And they took a Paul Ryan soundbite and edited the soundbite down to completely, this is just this morning, today, to completely misrepresent what Paul Ryan had said, and then discussed the misrepresentation of their edited version of what he had said. And it's awful. It would have not so long ago been considered a journalistic crime. People would lose their jobs, heads would roll, and everyone would be humiliated at NBC News, as I believe they still call themselves, just a few years ago for committing an atrocity, a journalistic atrocity like this. And today, it's just perfectly mundane. It's everyday stuff. It's the norm. And this is a trend that you should keep your eyes peeled for, because it's very, very common. And I describe it this way. Liberals, and this applies to the news media, liberals and the news media, but I repeat myself, like to take what someone, generally a pro-American supporter of the Bill of Rights, a conservative or Republican, take what you've said. They change it, whether by editing the videotape or by taking what you've just said and verbally changing what you've just said. And then they attack, this is the way I put it, they attack what you didn't say. All right? They take what you've said. They change it until it no longer resembles what you just said. And then they attack what you didn't say. And that's a normal practice these days. And that's what this guy, Thomas Roberts, a haircut with a rented suit, an anchor boy. Breitbart has an item on this today. MSNBC's Thomas Roberts, news anchor, just ask him. Ask NBC News is one of these things that he does. Today, hosting a serious discussion about immigration reform, Roberts focused on the leaked plan from the White House, and this goes to something I was talking about earlier, too. This leaked plan from the White House is something that the Democrats know will not get through, but they leaked it to the news media, friends in the news media, because they knew it would polarize the debate about immigration and illegal immigration. The debate isn't really about immigration. It's about illegal immigration. And they have a thing, of course, for Paul Ryan. They've got to do in Paul Ryan. They've got to do in Marco Rubio. They've got to do in Ted Cruz. There are certain people that the news media knows they have to do in, do as much harm to, as much damage to on a daily basis as they possibly can. And today, this Thomas Roberts character had guests on. They run the Paul Ryan cut. And then they go ahead and misrepresent what he said and then debate what he didn't say after they've misrepresented it. David, do you have the soundbite, the Thomas Roberts NBC News soundbite? Here's how the exchange went.
Let's take a listen to some of the reaction that we're getting from both representatives in Congress as well as different senators. Take a listen.
Leaking this out does set things in the wrong direction. This particular move, very counterproductive.
This is the president torpedoing his own plan and shows me that he's really not serious. When they come out and adamantly say, my way or the highway, and if Congress doesn't ask, I'll put it on the desk and say, pass it now, that's no way to get it done.
Sir, is this strictly because President Obama's name is attached to it and it doesn't have the White House nudges, so to speak, you know, wants to nudge things along, but because this comes strictly from the president, is that why? People are recoiling from it?
Without a doubt. I mean, that's what it is. It's the process. They're very protective of the process, legislative process.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a Democratic congressman from Texas, Henry Culler, on the end. Thomas Roberts of NBC News, MSNBC, went with this edited audio, and then he came out, and the language is just extraordinary. After misrepresenting what Paul Ryan said, he leads into a question that's going to go to the Democrat congressman. The deck is already stacked in three different ways. And he says, is this strictly because President Obama's name is attached to it? Now, the edited down version of what Paul Ryan said completely misrepresents what he said and makes it sound like, well, it's from Barack Obama. It's dead on arrival. Wink, wink. He's black. It's racist. There it is. They're contributing to the polarization of everything. Paul Ryan actually went on to say a number of things not included in here. He said, look, the question is that we're always having to ask ourselves, particularly with the White House, is the president looking for a partisan advantage or is he looking for a bipartisan law? He went on to say that they're looking forward to working together and yada, yada. But they edited the sound down to the point where they made it sound like they misrepresented what he said, made it sound like Paul Ryan is just saying, well, it's dead on arrival because Barack Obama introduced it. And that becomes the topic of discussion with the Democrat congressman. It was a journalistic crime, if there's such a thing that is still available. Now, NBC News also has a reporter by the name of Mark Potter. Mark Potter was on MSDNC. I think he was on the Special Ed Show. In fact, I know he was on the Special Ed Show. And he was interviewing a couple of women who had just come off the, you know, the cruise ship from hell, the floating Petri dish. And these two young women were standing there talking to Mark Potter, and one of them went to make reference to what she considers to be one of her favorite passages in the Bible, Joshua 1:9, and watch what Mark Potter does when she starts to talk. He literally yanks the microphone away from her face, cuts her off, and throws back to the studio. Mark Potter, NBC News.
And would you do this again? Would you take another cruise, or is this it?
No, we were thinking about teaming up and selling ours, so if anyone's looking for a discounted cruise,
we got one. We got one.
You're not about to go back.
No. But one thing that I do want to say that really just made a huge difference in my time versus some other people's time is we knew where our hope was. We knew the Lord was in complete control of the situation. Our verse for the trip was Joshua 1:9, which is...
Okay. Well, thank you both very much. Enjoy your trip home to Houston and enjoy that first warm shower and that warm meal.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking with us.
Joshua 1:9, look that up.
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
So that's our first group of pastors. Many more coming out. We've seen buses going out now.
Yeah, hey, back to special ed. Well, special ed. He's like the Mr. Haney of news media. Mr. Ed! Just an amazing piece of video. You got to see this. I mean, she said, you know, it kept us together. And look, I'm not a religious person myself, but I respect people's religion as long as they're not trying to murder me or anything over it. And you know, Joshua 1:9, it's one sentence. I wouldn't have known that if I was standing there. But he literally, as soon as she said, yeah, it's Joshua 1:9, and he's like, oh, not that. And he yanks the microphone away. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Whatever you got going with that. Cut her off. No, this is NBC, okay? NBC News and NBC Sports. You remember, what was it, 2011? The U.S. Open, which was at Congressional Country Club, just about a mile up the road from where I am right now. And they had the Pledge of Allegiance with little children, using children again, with children. And you remember they edited out the words, under God. They had the children reciting it, and then they edited out, under God. Just edited that out. It was a little detail, you know. You might not even notice, but they do these things quite deliberately. And this is NBC News. You got to mention Joshua 1:9. The reporter cuts you off. You have under God in the Pledge of Allegiance when kiddies are reading. You edit that out. You have Saturday Night Live. Just this past weekend, you know, there's this new Quentin Tarantino movie, Django Unchained, right? And as a freed slave, goes around and murders white people. Like it's murder porn is the genre of film, as they call it in Hollywood. And it's a very gruesome and bloody film, and it's all very funny, and they use the N-word, you know, more times than a rap convention. And Saturday Night Live did a little takeoff on that over the weekend. They called it the word Jesus with a D in front of it. Did Jesus uncrossed? You see, which is off the cross, off the crucifix, like Django Unchained. And Jesus goes around slashing people to bits with a machete, and then he gets a 12-gauge shotgun, and he's blasting people, and there's blood spreading all over the place. Listen along to just a little bit of this.
This summer, if you liked Inglourious Basterds and Django Unchained, then get ready for the ultimate historical revenge fantasy.
This is back.
Jesus uncrossed. He's risen from the dead.
Can you miss me?
Get him!
And he's preaching anything but forgiveness. He may be
chopping heads. But he can still, and he's splitting people's heads with a giant machete. He's got a 12-gauge shotgun. He's blasting them to pieces, blood splattering all over the place. They also, on Saturday Night Live, did a piece mocking the Pope. They consider all of this to be fair game. Now, I'd like to make a recommendation to them, and that is that on next Saturday's show on Saturday Night Live, they do one on the Prophet Muhammad going around with a sword, hacking people to death. Maybe Jews and infidels, and he can call them the descendants of pigs and monkeys, and hack them to death and cut their hands off and call women sluts for not dressing modestly enough and hack them to pieces. Because, you know, there's a funny little detail about that. The Prophet Muhammad actually did go around with a sword as a military man and the leader of an army and hack people to bits. A very proud part of his dozens of battles, very proud part of his legacy. Now, I'd like to see Saturday Night Live do that if they're going to mock the Pope and they're going to mock Jesus in what some are calling the most offensive skit that Saturday Night Live has ever done, this Jesus uncrossed thing. Truly amazing stuff. Now, I mean, again, if we were liberals, we wouldn't let this slide. We would respond. We'd put this bundled package together of Jesus uncrossed and the mocking of the Pope and Mark Potter, the reporter, cutting people off if they dare to make any reference to the Bible. And the collection goes on and on of their anti-religious, anti-Christian. They're not anti-religious. They'd never be anti-Muslim. They'd never be anti-openly, at least anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. But they are happy to be anti-Catholic and anti-Christian. And honestly, you know, we don't have an Al Sharpton, of course. So if the Reverend Al Charlatan was on our side, he'd be marching people around in circles in front of NBC headquarters demanding that people be fired, like Mark Potter and all of these people for their deceptive practice.
Identity Guard, giving you the power
I'm retired federal agent and identity guard spokesperson Doug Hess. Your Social Security number, credit card, and bank accounts are who you are. Knowing if this information is exposed online is essential to keeping them secure. Few people have the time or know-how to keep track of it all. Identity Guard is here to help you stay on top of it. But first, here's today's tip. Your Social Security and credit card account numbers are as specific to you as your fingerprints. Email, phone, and text messages are not secure. Don't include these important numbers in any of them. This tip is just one more way Identity Guard is giving you the power in 2013.
Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. Visit IdentityGuard.com/easy.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. Or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Zero Res is celebrating President's Day with a one-day sale. Get 2 free hallways plus 3 rooms for only $119. Call by midnight to get the President's Day special. Zero Res is the only carpet cleaner that uses empowered water instead of harsh chemicals. Get the highest quality, safest carpet care available at an incredible one-day price today only. That's 3 rooms for $119 plus 2 free hallways. When it comes to your home, you can't be too careful or create too safe an environment for your family and pets. Be sure to call today to get the exclusive President's Day only sale. 3 rooms for $119 and 2 free hallways. You can find them online at ZeroBayArea.com or call Zero Res today at 877-321-0739. Be sure to ask for the President's Day special, 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739.
If talk radio came with a warning label, Listen before it does on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And we're back. This is Chris Plant sitting in tonight for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. And I want to get one more piece of audio in here. It's Alec Baldwin. You know him. Hunt for Red October. God, it's too bad he's in that because that's a great movie, isn't it? Alec Baldwin, not a nice guy. I think everyone pretty much knows that. Found himself in an altercation out on the streets of New York yesterday with a New York reporter, a news reporter, for the New York Post, and a photographer. And the photographer is an ex-cop. The reporter is a woman who appears to be Caucasian. The photographer, a man who is apparently African-American. And they confronted Alec Baldwin while he's out hiking around in Lower Manhattan, stepped out of his $15 million apartment. And the reporter asked him a question, and he grabbed her by the arm. And according to the news reporter, who says that she has an audio recording of this, said that, I want to choke you to death. Alec Baldwin grabs her. A reporter dared ask him a question out on the street. I want to choke you to death, he said. There's a photograph of him grabbing her arm. He then, according to the reports from the New York Post people, turned to the African-American photographer, the camera guy, and called him a crackhead, and dare I say, cover you say anything of the kind. But of course, the photographer is a former New York City police detective who was on the organized crime unit, and he says, and the reporter says, that in fact, a coon and crackhead were slurs hurled at the African-American photographer, the retired police officer now working as a news photographer, and he said to the woman, I want to choke you to death, which is a nice thing, I think, if you're nice. Which reminded me, that's NBC also, you know. And again, where's the Reverend Al Sharpton marching people around in circles out in front of NBC? I want to leave you, this is Alec Baldwin. This is from a couple years ago, leaving a voicemail on the cell phone of his 11 or 12-year-old daughter. He's not really sure how old she is. Alec Baldwin, nice man.
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because, again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday, and once again, I made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or
yeah,
that
your
mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when
he's
I get out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out. So you better be ready Friday the 20th to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. Thoughtless little pig, okay?
Well, I guess, the apple doesn't fall far from the thing. There, that's Alec Baldwin. He's also NBC. It's a big week for NBC. They got the yet another example of edited down. You remember the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman edit, the corrupt edit from NBC, the corrupt edit of Paul Ryan from NBC, Mark Potter cutting off the person that would dare to make reference to the Bible when they're stranded at sea on the Petri dish for... They got De Jesus uncrossed, got the mock the Pope thing. Quite a week for NBC. I assume they're going to win lots of awards. This is Chris Plant sitting in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.